For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I always love the first show after the first of the year when we're talking about the People's Republic of California. Because it seems like every year they come up with something more goofy than the previous year. You say, oh, they can't go any further than that. And then they do. And that's why every couple of weeks we solicit the wisdom and the wit of one Jim Yoder, my longtime friend and now a member of the People's Republic of California, because he lives in Indian Wells, where everything is always beautiful. Jim, good morning and Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year to you, Kevin. How are you doing today?
I am doing just great. I got to ask you, though. Because every year, the Looney Tunes in Sacramento come up with something a little different, a little more bizarre than the year before. And, of course, a lot of these laws take effect January 1. You've got a number of new laws coming into effect in the People's Republic of California. For you, what heads the list this year?
Well, you're right. There's 1,016 new laws that Jerry Brown signed into law, which took effect 2 days ago. Being an inclusive state like we are, there's something for everybody here this year. It's incredible. We can start with kids. If you take your kids into a restaurant now, the default beverage for the children has to either be water or unflavored milk. No chocolate milk allowed.
What?
And, yep, you either have to, it's Senate Bill 1192, because according to one of our astute assemblymen here, Kevin McCarthy, not McCarthy, but McCarthy, he said that kids' meals shouldn't come with a side order of diabetes, obesity, or cardiovascular disease. So,
oh God! No! Now, is this aimed at fast foods or is this regular restaurants?
It is any restaurant that serves a child's meal.
Wow!
So if your restaurant serves a kid's meal, you have to offer them water or unflavored milk as the default beverage.
Now, if my kid starts crying because he wants a Coke, can I get him a Coke?
Him that. But you can get him a Coke. You can go and order it, but it can't be offered as a beverage with the child's meal. You can still order other drink options, but it's up to you to order them. But the restaurant can't offer it.
Wow.
And can't advertise it as an option.
The other thing that they've done in the People's Republic of California, and in Sacramento in particular, you think they can't reach into our homes well enough. They now have reached into our pets, our dogs and our cats. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. The new law says that this is Bill 2274 requires pet stores to only sell rescue dogs, cats, and bunnies. Pet stores are banned from selling puppies, kittens, and bunnies from breeders. They can only now be sourced from animal shelters. And any business violating this new law, it's a $500 fine.
Now, does that mean that I can form a business and I can sell? And I don't understand the industry, but I can sell a puppy that's from a breed or that's from a litter? Does that mean I can individually do that?
No, it has to have come from a shelter. You have to get your inventory from a dog shelter.
That is unbelievable.
But you'll like this one, too. You know how voter fraud is just one of my hot issues.
I think
it's just awful. Well, now they signed up into a law, Bill 216, that voters here don't have to put a stamp on mail-in ballots anymore starting this year. Brown signed a bill requiring election officials to provide return ballot envelopes with prepaid postage. And in addition to that, voters are going to be allowed to correct a ballot signature that doesn't match the one on file. I mean, is that inviting voter fraud or what?
Can I ask you, with new leadership, with Governor Moonbeam gone, what is this going to mean for the People's Republic of California, for the state?
We're going further left. He's Jerry Brown's going to look like a conservative a year after Newsom's in. We're all afraid. Back in the late 70s, there was a landmark legislation passed here. It was Proposition 13. And at the time, California property taxes were just going through the roof. And a guy named Howard Jarvis led the charge to get it under control, and they passed it because it was a Republican governor at the time. And it limited what they can do to your property taxes. Relatively speaking, our property taxes are not that bad here, and they can't raise them more than like 0.2% or something every 3 years. It's pretty good, pretty favorable to homeowners. But we're expecting him to rescind that, and people are really, really nervous about that because then they can just, with the property values here, they can just go crazy with taxes.
One of the things that I know, the new governor, all these new administrators, and these regulators, if you will, one of the things they're looking to do is raise money and raise taxes, and they're doing it in sneaky little ways. What about texting?
Well, that's another thing. They're considering a plan to charge a fee for every text message you send, so they can make phones available to the poor. I mean, it's just, you're right, though. Everything they can do to squeeze the people, it's incredible. I really see this state going, it's going to be either all extremely wealthy people and extremely poor people and nothing in between.
Well, and am I right that there is a mass exodus going on right now in the state of California that people are getting out of there?
Well, yeah, and they're going to your state, and they're going to Texas, and they're going to Florida, and now those states are all going to become blue. I don't understand it. They're fleeing the state because of all the problems and the policies that we have that are inhibiting their lifestyle, yet they're going to these other states that are more friendly to them, but they're voting for the same policies that they just left. So they're just recreating the problem.
Makes
and
no,
I just don't understand that.
Makes no sense to me either. More with Jim Yoder coming up. And we're going to shift our direction eastward to Washington, D.C., where there's not a new sheriff in town, but there's a new Speaker of the House in town. Yeah, we'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue. Yes, we are back on duty. Kevin Wall, Jim Yoder, and live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Jim Yoder joining us, my friend and our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. Any other of these crazy laws that either A, go into effect now or go into effect shortly or that are being proposed that are just absolutely bizarre? Anything out there?
One that I think is a little bizarre, and I think it's pretty intrusive, is any public employer in the state has to have at least one female on their board by the end of 2019, and by the end of 2021, they have to have three females on their board. And it's a pretty serious fine. It's the first one is $100,000, and then the second violation is $300,000.
What? So, now is this something that has already passed?
Yes.
Oh boy.
Yes, it's already passed. It was Senate Bill 826, and it requires any publicly traded company based in California and with operations located in other states to have at least one woman on their boards by the end of 2019. And on boards of five or more directors, two or three women directors will be required by the end of 2021.
That's amazing.
It's pretty intrusive into the private sector, I think.
Wow.
And then, you know, we already are offering, also, Senate Bill 19, we've already established free college. They're waiving the entire fee for any first-time student who enrolls in a California community college.
Have they even gotten around to the budget yet?
What budget?
Yeah.
When have you ever seen a liberal worry about costs?
No. We'll get to that. We'll get to that later. I want to ask you because tomorrow we have a new Congress, which includes a new Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Do you expect anything unusual like in these first couple of days? I know that in just about, 38 minutes from now, that the leadership in both the House and the Senate are going to meet with the president in, of all places, the Situation Room. And do you get a sense of what's going to come out of that meeting? I mean, will we get the government shutdown ended?
I think it's kind of interesting that they've gone from 3 weeks ago having a televised meeting in the Oval Office to now in the Situation Room where no telephones are allowed, no cameras, no nothing. So what does that tell you about how the meeting went the last time in the Oval Office? As far as them accomplishing anything, I have to tell you, I've got my ear to the ground with a bunch of Trump supporters that are pretty integral to the base. And if he caves on this, I don't think it's going to be a good outcome for him. He's got to hold his ground on this wall. And I'm hearing rumblings that he's gone from $5 billion down to about $2.5 billion now, which is next to nothing. And I don't think it's going to be a good outcome for him if he caves on this. I think he needs to hold his ground.
I'm curious.
And, hey, by the way, the shutdown, my life's going on just fine with these 800,000 non-essential employees not working. I don't have a problem with it.
And by the way, if they're non-essential, why are we employing them?
It does beg that question, doesn't it? Do you know if we got rid of, you know, I think the biggest disaster we did was Jimmy Carter putting in the Department of Education. But the Department of Energy, what do they do? The Department of Commerce, all they do is gum up the works. If we got rid of those three departments, it would save the country $200 billion a year. A year. $200 billion. And the wall is just $25 billion. So those employees, and it's kind of funny that Rick Perry, when he was running for president, he suggested to get rid of the Department of Energy, and now he's head of the Department of Energy. So he even sees that it's worthless.
Absolutely amazing. Again, Jim Yoder joining us. He is our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. Let me just throw something at you. This whole notion of the whole notion of the Department of Education and how that was the beginning of the end for education in our country. We've got Betsy DeVos in there now. She is a big believer in school choice, but she has come under fire. Let me just ask you, our education system, if the Department of Education disappeared, evaporated, was gone, would our kids still be able to be, like, for instance, in Nevada, 50th out of 50? Would our kids be like 15th in the world? Would anything change if the Department of Energy just went, or education just went away?
Well, we were number one in the world before the Department of Education came into to play, of course, because we need to return it back to the states. The states have a much closer handle on our students than the federal government does, a one-size-fits-all. I saw a deal the other day where I saw two things, where a teacher was teaching math, and she had 2 + 2 on the board, and students said it equaled 22. This is that Common Core math. And then I saw the same teacher teaching how to multiply something like 38 times 15. And she had all these boxes on the chalkboard, and it was divided into four parts and going crazy. I'm thinking, what is going on here? But yes, we need to get the federal government out of our education system, return it back to the states, and let the people who know our kids the best teach the kids the way they want to be taught. When we were growing up, don't you remember those we took the Iowa basic test? You know, that was kind of the gold standard for achievement tests. Twice a year we took achievement tests and stuff. Kids don't take achievement tests anymore. They don't even take tests in half the schools.
I want to ask you about a guy. I've only met him once and interviewed him once, but a really nice guy, an actor. We've all seen him on CSI New York and other shows. Gary Sinise. He recently, I think, took a whole bunch of kids to Disneyland or Disney World, and yet he never even got a. He was just ignored by President Obama. Talk a little bit about Gary Sinise and what he's been up to.
This guy is probably the most patriotic American out there. He spends more than half his time doing benefits for the veterans. He has a band that he plays in. He does free concerts all the time for them. But he just took, over this last Christmas holiday, he took 1,000 kids who were children of deceased veterans to Disneyland, and it's all donated money. It doesn't cost a thing, and their parents or their surviving parent, and he gets. It just bothers me that, you know, he did all of this for all these years, and Obama's up there giving awards to De Niro and Oprah and Bruce Springsteen and Ellen DeGeneres for doing nothing, and he didn't even acknowledge Gary Sinise. It just kind of tells you where Obama was with his outlook on the military and this country in general, in my opinion.
I know
I've always felt like Obama's an enemy of this country. I have no problem saying that.
It's always fun. A brand new year. It is fraught with peril for a lot of people. I happen to think it's going to be very entertaining. Jim, always good, man. Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Happy New Year, Kevin. Thank you for calling.
There you go. That's my buddy Jim Yoder joining me live and local. Now, coming up, yes, I'm back, and that means our final half hour. You know what that is. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You call the shots. You tell us what you want to talk about. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. It ain't me.
I know. 790, Las Vegas. And 98.1, Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I always love it when Jeff Gillen walks through the door. Jeff is, of course, the political reporter for News 3, the NBC affiliate here in Las Vegas. And it's always good when he walks through the door. He always has a big smile on his face, brings one of his photog protectors with him. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn it. Are you licensed to be a... Just hang on one second. Can I borrow that microphone real quick? I'm going to... There we go. Thank you. Pull up a okay. Yeah, you can just pull up a chair. Jeff Gillen from News 3.
And a
brand
new year.
Happy New Year. Brand new week.
Yes,
brand new
is.
Week.
It is.
And we got the old song Cha-Cha-Cha Changes. We got here in Nevada, we've got Carson City is up in arms because the Democrats have almost total control. They've got the governorship. They got every constitutional office but the Secretary of State. They are just one vote away from a veto-proof anything. I mean, they can do whatever they want in the state Senate. What's going on? What's happening here? And Nancy Pelosi in Washington. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I want to ask you about Carson City. I mean, there's changes in the works.
Well, I think so. I think that you're watching the incoming Sisolak administration really begin to form with the announcement this week with Mickey White, now Michelle White being the chief of staff, and other key hires. Changes, yes, it is, but he's also keeping some of the key people from the Sandoval administration on his team. I think that the most interesting dynamic will be between a moderate Steve Sisolak and a Democratic caucus. We'll see how that shapes, how that plays out in Carson City. I think that the thing that Sisolak has, talk about on-the-job training. I mean, you arrive being the chair of the Clark County Commission. There's no other government other than the state as big as Clark County. And so he's certainly going to know how to navigate that. But I think it's going to be a very, very interesting time. You know, we'll see, how much will he get pulled to the left? Will he? He's fundamentally a centrist. I mean, Steve is fundamentally a centrist. And we'll just see how he kind of navigates the push and the pull between the different wings of his party.
One of the problems I have with Steve Sisolak, and I love him to death. He's been in my studio before. I have not visited with him in a couple of years. But he made a hard left turn in the Democrat primary for governor. And to the left almost of Chris Gee. And a lot of people were wondering, now, who is the real Steve Sisolak? Is it this moderate guy? He sat in my studio and proclaimed himself, I'm a very moderate a Democrat. But I keep asking myself, which Steve Sisolak are we talking about? The one that ran against Chris Gee? Or the one that I always talked with that always said, I'm just a moderate. I'm just a moderate guy. Nothing scary here.
But they all run for the edges in a primary. They all run for the edges. I don't care what party you're in. I think you're going to get a moderate Steve Sisolak. I don't think you're going to get some flame-throwing liberal. You're not going to get that. I think you're going to get a very centrist governor. Now, in some areas, he's going to deviate greatly from Brian Sandoval, the gun background check number one at the top of the list, which he says he's going to implement or get that moving. But I don't think that you're going to see – you're not – I don't – I think you're going to see a Steve Sisolak maintain the course of centrism. That's what I think.
Jeff Gillen joining us in studio, no less.
Yeah,
And by the way, this is a forced interview. He walked in and I sat him down and we got him a microphone and he did not agree to do this interview. So if his bosses are like a little concerned, hey, this was my doing, it's my fault, he is blameless. I just want to ask you though, you've got this legislature. Last session we had 41 bills that were vetoed by the governor, and most of those bills will come back in this legislature, and we've got a Democrat governor, and we've got a Democrat legislature. Are most of those 41 bills, sanctuary states and sanctuary cities and different things like that, is that going to go through?
Have no idea. I think Sisolak will be very careful to remember he's governor for all of Nevada. I think that the Steve Sisolak I know will look at whatever of those 41 come back, and I think he will carefully consider them. I don't know if every 41 is going to live another day. I don't know. I don't know. It's one thing to campaign. It's another thing to govern. And I think that once you sit in that office in Carson City, I think your perspective may change a bit. So we'll see what happens.
I gotta ask you.
Yeah.
Gotta ask you about the Republicans and the role of Republicans. I've talked with people who have been in the minority before, and they say it's a very lonely place. Carson City can be a very lonely place when you're in the minority. What about the role of Republicans in this next session of the legislature that begins in February, and the role that Republicans play? Are they nothing more than potted plants, or can they have maybe a bigger role in what becomes law?
I think they've got an opportunity. I think that Governor-elect Sisolak has been very deft working with fellow commissioners on mission, which is not an easy thing to do. So I think that if you are a Republican in the state legislature, I think you go to the governor-elect. And I think the governor-elect knows how to deal. And I think that the governor-elect will reach across aisles. So I don't know how lonely it's going to be. I would hope that Republicans in the state legislature want to work with the incoming administration, as I would also hope the incoming administration does want to work with Republicans in the state legislature. I come from my mold is a good idea is a good idea. It doesn't necessarily have a party label to it. So, but I don't think they're going to be in the, I don't think they're going to be in the wilderness, but I think that Governor-elect Sisolak will make an effort. I wouldn't be surprised if he did to work with Republicans.
Final minute, and then I let you do your job, and then you get to ask the questions of me. I'm curious what happens to Dean. What happens to Adam? I saw Adam at a function a couple of weeks ago, and he seemed very upbeat. He's sending out emails saying what a great grassroots effort they had and sounded almost like a candidate for public office down the road. These Republicans that lost elections.
Have no idea what's going to happen to Adam Laxalt. He seemed a week ago we had a joint press op with incoming AG Aaron Ford, and he looked very relaxed. I have no idea what's going to happen with Adam Laxalt. Last I heard what Dean Heller was, he was being mentioned as potentially an interior secretary. And matter of fact, I think you and I talked about that.
Any word from D.C.? Are you getting any rumblings?
I've not heard anything.
Is he a serious candidate?
I don't know. Last I had heard, he was interested in the position. He certainly, as we had talked, he checks a lot of the boxes from a Western state with a huge federal ownership of land. So he's cognizant of all of those issues. He's a conservative, which would play well in the Trump administration. I kind of thought maybe you'd hear something before everyone went on Christmas break, but we haven't heard anything yet. The Trump administration right now has kind of a bunch of help wanted signs out, you know, and I think there may be. I think the attention is being greatly diverted there. As a matter of fact, in 15 minutes, I think he's sitting down with the Democrats for a powwow on immigration and national security, and we'll see how that plays out today. That last meeting they had, which was, I think, on the 10th, was I'd never seen anything like that out of
it. Was great. It was great
before,
theater. It was great theater.
So anyway, that's it.
Well, I'm going to let you go do your job,
okay.
Which is going to be asking me questions,
right.
And this will appear when?
I believe this is for the 6th. What I'm here for, after Kevin Wall, the host of this program, put me on the spot, I'm here just to talk to Kevin about the year of political change we're about to see. So that's what my questions
Okay. So we will do that next. Coming up, going to take a quick break. You want to be a part of the show? You obviously can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. That's Jeff Gillen from News 3 here in Las Vegas. We continue live and local now.
Yeah.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. At Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is so good when Jeff Gillen comes in and we have so much fun. And this time I turn the tables on him. He is one of the top political reporters in the state. And he's one of the best. He's one of the best that I've seen maybe in a long time in local markets. because he seems to have his finger on the pulse of what's going on in our state. We're going to get to your phone calls. You want to join us? You can. In fact, I've got one line open, so you want to seize it now, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. Let's begin with Bob in Las Vegas. Listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Bob, you're up. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Kevin. First, I'd like to mention to you that I couldn't hear you on hold, and I hate to hold that phone up to my brained out cancer for the brain thing. Here, I keep wondering to myself, where are the cowboys, the natives, and the militia? I hope these people are getting together because things seem to be getting much worse. They seem to be accelerating in their complex failure. And let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. I love talk radio. I love your show, Kevin, okay?
Thank you.
But talk radio, you're quite welcome, and thank you. Many of these discussions, there's a couple of moments that are detailed, but most of them are like, well, let's go build a house. So all they talk about is build a house, but nobody wants to pick up the 2x4 and go to work. So here's the 2x4. You ready?
Okay.
Number one, if you hire an illegal alien, you need to notify us, and we want an HD picture of that person. We want a fingerprint, and we want an ID. And if you do that, you can hire an illegal for so long, and we'll put you under a probationary state. Now, these are what I'm trying to tell you is the system is so broken, it is so failed by our leaders across the board now, that if we don't get our asses up and get our asses together and start taking back this country, I'm very, very concerned that we're going to see a position in history we've never seen before. Now, this is serious business that's coming up here.
And can I ask you, Bob, you're talking, I just want to make sure that we all understand what you're talking about. You're talking about legal immigration. You're talking about our legal immigration system where it might be a guest worker program or something like that. You're not talking about folks coming across our southern border, the caravans and all of that. You're talking about legal immigration.
Well, I'm talking about the bigger picture, but yes, in that, what I'm trying to tell you is this. We're having failure in multiple sectors now, systemic failures. Those failures are being financed and produced by the bureaucracies and other people who are forming alliances. The educational system is broken. It is deviant and perverted. It's using your children for streaming or reoccurring revenue. And I've said before, they're doing moral, racial, gender, neutering, bending, social engineering. And I'm paying these damn people. I'm paying these people to have an investment plan, to have a place, a little house, a secondary house. I'm paying them to retire. I'm paying them to have benefits, to babysit their kids, which is another thing we need to get the government out of. The point is that if some of these leaders don't start standing up, carrying some 2x4s and taking some hits, we're going nowhere but a revolution, Kevin. This is serious business. We're paying these people. Cryptocurrencies is trying to undermine the dollar. The dollar is, now it's trillions, used to be billions. You won't even know what the real number is. They have lost the mission. When you lose your mission, Kevin, or ladies and gentlemen, you lose your foundations. Foundations are about priorities. Here's the priority. Ready? Our priority, the mission, was to make our children more free to explore the wonders of it all. It wasn't about a woman who wasn't a woman or a man who wasn't a man. I mean, the whole thing's just gone absolutely, it's just gone nutty. Think about this. Nancy Pelosi, I understand they're worth $58 million. How in the hell are you worth $58 million with a damn bureaucratic government job? I mean, the way we elect these people is broken. The way we follow them is broken. The way we hold them accountable. The way we move them.
Can I tell you something? It's scary. I mean, that's a pretty skeptical way to approach the new year. And by the way, Bob, I don't disagree with you on some of that stuff, but I'm just saying that is a I don't want to say it's negative, but it's a little scary. And by the way, Bob may be right on a lot of that. Let's go to another Bob, this one in Henderson. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too, sir.
You betcha. I wish there was be a way that Trump could turn this, all these investigations and accusations that's placed on him, I wish he could turn that around and have all these other politicians investigated and the same type accusations and stuff. I think that would be quite interesting.
Well, can I tell you, they can still do this. There's nothing to say that the Senate Judiciary Committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee, that some of the other Senate committees don't investigate the Dems. I mean, that's entirely within the realm of possibility. Do you think they'll do that? I'm curious, Bob. Do you actually think they'll do that?
No, I don't. I don't think they'll ever do that. It just seems this is amazing how much. This is probably the first time in history that so much accusations, investigations have been done on a president or any political person.
Well, all I know is that Lindsey Graham is saying that he plans to investigate, and he plans on using the Senate Judiciary Committee and other bodies to investigate. Do you think? But I'm assuming you are a skeptic that you don't think anything will happen.
I hope he does. Yeah, I hope he does. That would be phenomenal because that should be done. And maybe it would prevent a lot of these accusations that are continuously coming up. There should be some kind of penalty for these false accusations also.
Well, we will see what happens. I'm so glad you called, Bob. Thank you. A little more optimistic note from Bob in Henderson versus Bob in Las Vegas. That is a little scary. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. No, I'm serious. Even on the 2nd of January. Check it out at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. I can't believe we have blown through 3 hours. This is unbelievable. No, seriously. And I got through it. And I only lost my place like maybe five times. But I sat in the right seat. I talked on the right microphone. And I even did an on-air interview with Jeff Gillen from News 3. No, I'm serious. Tomorrow on the program, I'm very excited because it's not Tuesday, it's Thursday, and that means Wayne Allen Root. I wonder what the busiest guy in political talk. I mean, he's on TV, he's on radio, he is everywhere. What does he do when the government shuts down and there's really nothing to talk about? The government shut down, the president's all alone by himself in the White House. Was there a Stormy Daniels sighting? There wasn't, was there? No, there wasn't even a Stormy Daniels or a Michael Avenatti sighting. Can't believe that. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. You don't know what we can see. Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.